We'll cast some light into an important corner of the $1.9 trillion stimulus plan. There's a new way to get your COVID vaccine. I'm David Brancaccio. The House is expected to start consideration of the Senate's nearly $2 trillion COVID relief bill. It's called the American Rescue Plan. That'll happen later today. There are billions of dollars in legislation for the vaccine. Marketplace's Nancy Marshall-Genzer joins us with details. Nancy, how much money does this bill allocate for COVID vaccine?
It would spend about $14 billion for things like vaccine distribution. The money also covers vaccine administration, preparation, monitoring, and tracking. There's also money for the Centers for Disease Control and Prevention to launch a vaccine awareness campaign and set up vaccination sites around the country.
Is there a focus to where the money's going?
Yeah, the bill includes funding to cover vaccinations under Medicaid and the Children's Health Insurance Program. There's also funding for community health centers to distribute vaccines.
Yeah, and what are you seeing under the hood for things like testing?
There's around $50 billion in the bill for testing and tracing, and that includes money for the Agriculture Department for COVID testing and the administration of vaccines in rural areas. There's also funding for testing through the Indian Health Service and for the CDC to track mutations of the coronavirus and modernize our warning system for disease outbreaks. And there's money for the Food and Drug Administration for vaccine review and development, and so it can respond to any drug shortages.
Excellent, Nancy. Thank you. We're also looking at $40 billion in the stimulus plan to help Minding the Children and $29 billion for restaurants. If you miss our coverage of those angles on the air, consult the Marketplace Morning Report podcast feed when you're folding laundry or waiting for the pasta water to boil later on, maybe. There's news the Biden administration was able to double its order of the Johnson & Johnson single-shot vaccine, meaning another 100 million doses, with shipments resuming later this month after some manufacturing delays. Markets. So by the end of Monday, for holders of stocks of many of the big technology companies, it's like this. The NASDAQ index replete with tech stocks, and it fell 2.4% on Monday. That meant the index was down 10% from a recent high. It was, dun, 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 a correction. Not a bear, but a correction. Then the next day comes around, yesterday. The NASDAQ posted its biggest rise in 4 months, up 3.7%. Why this volatility? Let's go to Chicago to find Susan Schmidt, head of U.S. equities at Aviva Investors. Hi.
Good morning.
What's your theory?
Well, this is the definition of volatility in the market. The NASDAQ index is moving quite a bit, but in some ways, it's very understandable. Remember that that NASDAQ index has been our outperformer of the indices, not only last year, but the last 2 years. Last year, that index was up over 40%. Investors are trying to figure out where they should put their money. Tech stocks, which dominate the NASDAQ, did very well during the pandemic because people were certain they would grow. Right now, with all the stimulus, many other businesses are going to benefit. Investors are torn whether they should continue tech-heavy portfolios or they want to diversify into other industries as well.
We always remind ourselves that the economy is not the stock market. But we should also remind ourselves that the stock market is not just the NASDAQ. There are, for instance, the Russell 2000 index of smaller companies. Some people like to bet on that during a time of recovery.
Yes, and we're seeing that because as the NASDAQ has this volatility, the other indices have been mostly stable, and you are seeing a lot of money go into the Dow and the S&P and the Russell, those smaller cap companies, as investors shift away from the tech-heavy NASDAQ and move to indices that have a broader swatch of businesses.
And, you know, we haven't talked much here, but also the direction of interest rates. The chair of the Federal Reserve does not seem to be too worried about destructive inflation right around the corner, but there are those, bond market and elsewhere, who aren't so sure.
There are. There's yet one more thing to complicate the moves in the NASDAQ. Interest rates on the short end, near term, are staying at 0%. But as you go out longer term, say the 10-year, those interest rates are rising. That short-term interest rate is very good for business. The long-term interest rate means that investors expect businesses to do well. And over time, inflation will come in and interest rates will start to rise. That's meant to be a positive indicator for the economy, but it suddenly means that investors and asset allocators have another place to invest. It's not just stocks anymore. They can go somewhere where they can find a return that isn't zero. For that reason, you have another complication on top of this, where investors are not only taking their money away from tech, but potentially shifting it out of equities into fixed income, bonds, treasuries, other asset classes.
Susan Schmidt is having a busy week. She's head of U.S. equities at Aviva Investors. Thank you so much, Susan.
Thank you.
Checking my live market screens, the NASDAQ is up this morning 1.4%, the S&P up 0.9%, the Dow at the moment up 320 points, 1%. The Consumer Price Index for February came out today, went up 0.4%, driven by hikes in gasoline prices. Year over year, consumer inflation is up just 1.4%, which is quite tame, at least during this COVID winter here. We'll see what happens ahead. The 10-year interest rate holding steady, 1.54% now. I'm David Brancaccio. It's Marketplace Morning Report. From APM, American Public Media.
The world can be a confusing place for kids, and finding the words to explain it all can be tricky, too. Introducing Million Bazillion, a Webby-winning podcast from Marketplace that takes your kids on exciting adventures to answer the awkward and complex questions they have about money. Each week, we tackle hard-hitting inquiries from kid listeners like,
what is a college account and how does it work?
I want to know what unions are and what they are for.
Why does the U.S. have so much gold in Fort Knox and what do they use it for?
Help your kids understand how money fits into the world around us. Listen to Million Bazillion wherever you get your podcasts.